Hello, and welcome to Anti-Racist Becomings. My name is Ali, and I am a postdoctoral researcher at Åbo Academy University and the University of Helsinki. In the studio we are...
Yes, I'm Suvi Keskinen. I'm professor of ethnic relations at the Swedish School of Social Science at the University of Helsinki.
Hi, I'm Amira Massoud-Jakonaho. I'm a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Helsinki at the Swedish School of Social Science, and I'm also with the same team here.
Hello, my name is Emma Grillukajeva, and I'm a doctoral researcher in sociology at the University of Helsinki.
Nice, thank you. So we are recording this podcast called Anti-Racist Becomings here at the Swedish School of Social Sciences at the University of Helsinki. And this podcast is based on the research project Becomings, Temporalities, Solidarities and Social Class in Anti-Racism. This project is funded by the Academy of Finland between the years of 2025 and 2028. So we are going to record new episodes throughout the project period, so stay tuned. So can you tell us a bit about the project?
Yes, so you heard already here who are the researchers in the project. I'm the project leader, and we are based at the research or the Center for Research on Ethnic Relations and Nationalism, so CEREN for short, and we're located at the Swedish School of Social Science here at the University of Helsinki. And CEREN is a research group of approximately 20 researchers, and we all work on themes related to migration, racism, decoloniality, these kinds of themes. And in this project, the Becomings project, we examine time and political solidarities in anti-racist mobilizations and narratives. And we are interested in how anti-racism emerges and is shaped by a societal context that is characterized by racialized class relations, strict migration regimes, and struggles over economic survival. In the project, we understand anti-racism as always in the process of becoming. That's the name of the project, that is. And this is why we're interested in how solidarities and communities are created in action and how they're developing in time. We also want to bring new knowledge on community building practices and political solidarity at a time when class relations are increasingly racialized and the caring functions of the Nordic welfare state are eroded. Okay, well, in practice then, what do we want to know? We have a few research questions, as it's called, and the first one is, how are the relations between past, present and future approached in anti-racist mobilizations and narratives? And can this have an impact on political imaginations? And if so, so maybe in what ways? This is what we're going to study. And secondly, we are interested in what understandings of solidarity are created in anti-racist mobilizations and narratives. And thirdly, then, in how social class and its intertwinement with racialization is understood in the different variations of anti-racism. And our fourth question then is, can cross-generational dialogue foster new understandings of anti-racism and forms of solidarities? So to get some idea of what this will mean in practice and what each of the researchers are going to focus on, and they're going to tell more about it in the coming episodes, but now this is just for you to have some kind of idea of what is coming in the future episodes. So what are you interested to study in this project? So Ali, please go ahead.
So if we take becoming as a political process or a political change, my question was, if we take these issues of anti-racism, issues of class consciousness and issues of temporality, how politics changes over generations, we might be sometimes inclined to think about the activism as public and loud and mediatized. But my question here is, how does this public parliamentary and state politics, how does it happen in the lives of the people? How does it figure in their lives? And what this, the experience, the personal, the urban and the mundane, how does it affect our politics and vice versa?
Okay, super interesting. And Amira, what are you? What do you want to study in this project?
Yeah, I'm interested in examining the concept of racial time. I find that especially that concept is crucial to understand anti-racism activism, because time is also not equal. Time is not neutral. It's politically organized, unequally distributed, and racially governed. So understanding racial time and bringing it in relation to activism helps explain why anti-racism efforts, for example, do not advance, or what happens, or how does it also exhaust racialized communities, and so on. Which actually also brings me to the second idea. I'm interested to connect the racial time concept with the idea or the concept of rest, and what does it mean? I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next episodes. So to summarize that, I would love to build on the theorizations of racial time, and I aim to examine how it's uneven, controlled, and marked by systemic racism and inequalities that may constrain solidarities and collective care.
Yes, and we're very interested to hear more about that in the next episode then. But Emma, what do you want to study in this project?
Yeah, so I'm interested in diving into temporality and how it uses an avenue of politics in anti-racist narratives and mobilizations. So I think it's an especially interesting tool for looking at how time can shape and expand conceptions, the scope of anti-racist activism, and open possibilities for political coalitions and solidarities.
Great. So please follow us and you hear more about all these exciting themes in the future episodes.